We have a load of music here on 171st episode of I Snark. Right now.
I snark, you snark, we all snark for the I snark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark,
lift high
the roaring snark proclaim.
What the snark?
Brian Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by the complete proper of the mass, Hotch and Green's best kept secret. And now, having finally completed his first extraordinary form high mass in 8 years, here he is, Brian Michael Page.
Wow, aren't them those squirrels from like the second episode of Crystal's Vinci TV? Hey guys, tell Nutsy the squirrel I said hi, will you? Hello and welcome. Ego sum Briani smic alis pagina. Let's do something I haven't done in a long time. Let's start with a hymn, shall we? There you have the traditional O Sacred Heart, O Love Divine, one of only two pieces sung in English during the first Friday Mass, which we just had this past Friday, a votive Mass to the Sacred Heart. Oh, and did I mention at one point or another, this Mass, High Mass in the extraordinary form. So yes, that hymn O Sacred Heart was processional music to the altar, not a part of Holy Mass, so it's something you can get away with. And as it was announced earlier, it was the first traditional Latin high mass in 8 years where I got to sit at the organ console. The last traditional low mass that I got to play was about 3 years ago. And I had thought that this was going to be the me, myself, and I scola for this mass. However, Richard Schoenack from the Catholic Light blog was gracious enough to drive the distance to West Warwick. And we once again had scola viri duorum, that is, two guys scola. Listen to this chant.
Utero atamote
Cantate justi in Domino, rectus dece laudatio. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et sempre, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Cogitationes, codiceius in generatione, et generatione, ut eruat amote, anima seorum, et adat, eos infame. Alleluia, alleluia.
Okay. That was the introit for the Mass, Cogitationes Cordis Eius, taken from a book that we briefly touched based on at the end of our last show, called The Complete Proper of the Mass, by Monsignor Koch and Father Green, two priests that hailed from the Diocese of Leavenworth, Kansas, now part of the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas. Now, if one didn't know better, he or she might have even thought that introit was Gregorian. That style of writing, anyways. The introits, offertories, and communion in this book all use this style of chant, while the graduals, tracts, and alleluias on the most part utilize psalm tones. This is a very hard-to-find book locally. I was lucky enough to get it from a longtime friend of mine who, like me, is a former Holy Name organist. His name is Rule Gifford. And to this day, I can't thank him enough for this treasure. This is a book that was given to me by Rule. Richard was gracious enough, by the way, to send me a link to the Amazon entry for The Complete Proper of the Mass. The exact same cover I have. Amazon shows a wholesome grand total of 2 copies available. Count them, 2. Both of them are used, obviously, because it's long out of print. Last copyright date, I believe, was owned by McLaughlin and Riley in like 1949 or something like that. Both of these copies from Amazon.com are selling at $49.95 a piece, okay? Thanks to my friend Rule Gifford, I saved $50. But I, for one, am partial to this book. I mean, it's definitely not the Liber Usualis by any means. I mean, that, of course, is the ultimate goal. But to me, it really is the next best thing. I've used the Carlo Rossini in the A. Edmonds Tozer propers as well, but I've really, really partial to the work of Monsignor Koch and Father Green. Now we're going to do something a little different again. This time we're going to lead into the Jungle Screechers and Feast for the Week with this Kyrie from Messa Laus Tibi Christi by Federico Caudana, sung by Schola Viri Duorum. Two guys, Schola. Here it is.
Oh.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. Ready for these next 2 weeks? Yep, double dose day on Feast for the Week. Here we go. Monday, June 6th, in both forms, okay. St. Norbert, Bishop and Confessor. In the extraordinary form, it's a third-class feast. In the ordinary form, it's an optional memorial. Now, Tuesday the 7th and Wednesday the 8th. Both forms, both days, very odd. Thursday the 9th, in the ordinary form, St. Ephraim, Deacon and Doctor of the Church, optional memorial. Thursday the 9th, in the extraordinary form, very odd. Although at low masses, the commemoration of Saints Primus and Felician, martyrs. Friday, in the extraordinary form, Friday the 10th, St. Margaret, Queen and Widow of the Church, third class feast, in the ordinary form, very odd. Saturday, on June 11th, in the morning, in the ordinary form, St. Barnabas the Apostle. Okay, in the evening, the Vigil Mass of Pentecost. Now, remember something, for you musicians and liturgists out there, the readings and psalm verses are different for the Vigil Mass from those from Pentecost Sunday. Now, in the extraordinary form, simply the Vigil of Pentecost, traditionally known as Whitsun Eve, or Whitsun Eve. Sunday the 12th in both forms, Pentecost, traditionally known as White Sunday, the last day of the Easter season, as well as the birth of the church. Now remember Jesus' words, receive the Holy Spirit, and go and make disciples of all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Also, don't forget the sequence, Veni Sancti Spiritus. Also remember that it is not used at the Vigil Mass, but it is required on Sunday. Now here's where it gets to be fun. The entire week of Monday, June 13th to Saturday, June 18th, in the extraordinary form, are known as the Whit Days, or Whit Days, Whit Monday, Whit Tuesday, Whit Wednesday, all the way to Whit Saturday. These trump any other day that would normally take place in the extraordinary form liturgical calendar. The sequence, Veni Sancti Spiritus, is chanted on each of them days. Further, for that entire week, from Whit Sunday to Whit Saturday, it tells you to kneel during the Alleluia verse that also begins with the words Veni Sancti Spiritus. That entire week are days of the first class. On the other hand, in the ordinary form, Monday, June 13th, begins the 11th week of ordinary time. So, speaking of Monday the 13th, all these, by the way, now at the ordinary form. Ordinary form for June 13th, St. Anthony of Padua, priest and doctor of the church, and this is a memorial. The rest of the week almost, Tuesday the 14th, till Friday the 17th, in the ordinary form, very odd. Yes, that's Feria times four. Saturday the 18th, in the ordinary form, optional Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. And finally on Sunday the 19th, in both forms of the Mass, the Most Holy Trinity. We'll be back.
Coming up, lots more music and Ave Verum's many moods. For best results, sing the Pentecost sequence in Latin. Away from the mouth.
Krakowska, kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, You will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Crystal's Vinches promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
I am a Roman Catholic woman priest.
Now, here's some more propers for you. This is the double alleluia for the votive mass of the Sacred Heart in Paschal time.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
And that double alleluia, once again, came from the coveted book, The Complete Proper of the Mass, by Monsignor Herman Koch and Father Andrew Green. Now that we've gone this far, let's continue this segment as...
La-di-dee, la-di-dee-doo, what did we sing today?
What did we sing today? What did we sing that first Friday? Moving on to the offertory proper, followed by a hymn. Reminder, yes, this is the first Friday Mass in the extraordinary form, June 3rd, 2011, at Sacred Heart Church. The Mass is a votive Mass to the Sacred Heart that is normally celebrated on first Fridays, using the propers that are specifically geared for Paschal time. Okay, so here we go. The offertory proper and the hymn.
Oh.
Now, the offertory proper you heard was called Holocaustem et pro peccato non postulasti. That is, Holocaust and sin offerings you wished not. From Psalm 40, or from the Latin Vulgate, Psalm 39. This is followed by the hymn Cor Dulce, Cor Amabile. The accompaniment we got was from the new St. Basil hymnal from the mid-50s. Now, you may remember not too long ago the Missa Christo Resusciti by Italian composer Luigi Picchi, which we had played the Sanctus, the Agnus, played those a couple of episodes back. Now, traditionally, the Sanctus is done, all right, in the extraordinary form of the Mass, in two separate pieces, the Sanctus and then the big Benedictus later. The Sanctus is sung just before the elevations up to the first Hosanna in Excelsis. Then there were the elevations, that is the elevation of the host after the words hoc est enim corpus meum, that is, this is my body. And then once again after the, once again the elevation of the chalice after the words in remissionem peccatorum, for the remission of sins. Many composers back in the day, when they wrote musical settings for the Mass, also included instrumental music for the elevations. And that is actually a normal practice at Sacred Heart, which I picked up from my predecessor. And that practice is, of course, to play softly during the narratives, just before and in between the elevations. And then during each elevation, open the organ up. So that's something what you're going to hear in this little sequence here. You're going to hear the Sanctus, the elevation music, and then the Benedictus. And you can tell where the elevations are because that's where the organ is really opened up. The Sanctus and Benedictus are from the Picchi Mass, Missa Christo Resusciti. And the elevation music is my own improvisation, which also includes the Roman version of the Christus Vincit, which is during the elevations themselves. So here is that trio, the Sanctus, the elevation music, and the Benedictus.
Oh,
Okay. We're going to finish off the peaky now with the iNews Day. Two pieces in a row here. One is going to be the communion anthem, followed by the communion proper. The communion anthem is my own setting of our old namesake. Here goes.
Yeah.
quisiti veniatane et vivat. Alleluia, alleluia.
Okay, the first of those two pieces. My own musical setting of our old namesake, Christus Vincit. It's a setting I wrote in 1999. The verses were based on Psalm 93, or from the Vulgate, Psalm 92. And we did manage to get three of the five verses in before Father cleaned up, that is, purified the sacred vessels and put them in their proper place. If we managed to get in all five verses, it probably would have been all 5.5 minutes long. We followed the Christus Vincit up with the communion proper, si quis sitit, specifically assigned for votive masses of the Sacred Heart during Paschal time. Now, we will save the recessional hymn for the end of our show simply because
we are Eisnark. Shall we gather at the TV, park our butts and watch the game, while we chug our favorite brewski, König Ludwig Weiss beer by name? König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew, golden cloudy cold and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, a fight, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand, König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew, golden cloudy cold and refreshing, König Ludwig, King Louis to you. Hey!
And now, a random thought. Back in the 70s, my parish had a typewritten hymnal for use at their folk mass. One of the titles in this hymnal was Give a Damn. Truthfully, I really don't give a damn about Give a Damn, just as much as I really don't give a damn about All Our Welcome, Gather Us In, and other similar ilk, as long as I don't have to play it or give a damn. I just don't give a damn. Well, also, as promised, I had said we'd be expanding on our Many Moods series from back in 2007. Well, I'm going to do that right now. Today we have some Ave Verum tunes to go through. Well, first a little background, okay? Ave Verum is a Eucharistic hymn. Ave Verum Corpus Natum de Maria Virginae. Hail, very body born of the Virgin Mary. Written by Pope Innocent VI back in the 14th century. And like the O Salutaris, Tantum Ergo, and Ave Maria, which we did Many Moods episodes on back then, this hymn has been written to many tunes, ancient and modern. The first I'm going to play is the shortest one. Here it is.
Ave Verum, Corpus Natum, De Maria Virginae.
Maria.
And that, of course, is the mode 6 Gregorian chant setting of the Ave Verum, which I had recorded from my living room many, many moons ago. Now, following is one that's most likely the most popular amongst metrical settings of the Ave Verum. Listen. Sure, many are familiar with that setting. It's the Ave Verum setting by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, recorded at an extraordinary form low mass that I had played back in 2008 at St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And that is a church that is soon to be part of the newly merged Blessed Pope John Paul II parish. The vocal duet here was Valerie Mayette, the now former music director of St. Leo's, and myself singing bass from the organ console. Now we have this third tune for you. Listen.
Thank you.
Now, this Ave Verum you heard was set to music by Lorenzo Perosi, recorded at Sacred Heart just last month. The vocal duet here was Elaine and Kate, our two regular singers, accompanied by yours truly at the organ. The arrangement used here was that of Father Carlo Rossini. Now, there's another setting of the Ave Verum that I would have loved to play. It's just absolutely gorgeous. However, copyright restrictions forbid me from doing so at this point. I will, however, leave a link to that Ave Verum in the show notes. It's a YouTube clip. This is the Ave Verum that was written by Colin Mauby. And the YouTube video that I'll be linking is that Ave Verum sung by the choir of the Cathedral of the Madeleine in Salt Lake City, Utah. They're performing this piece while in the Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi in Italy. It's a little over 4 minutes long. Do yourself a favor and check it out. You'll love it. Finally, I'm going to use this segment to feature our PodSafe musical guest, the Aodi Concert. You just heard the Aodi Concert singing the Ave Verum by William Byrd. The Aoti concert comes courtesy of the Classic Cat. www.classiccat.net. And also check out the group's website, www.aodiconsort.org. AOEDECONSORT. We'll leave that link in the show notes for you, anyways. Don't do this at church.
Ave verum corpus natum de Maria Virgine sis pumba.
We now bring you to Seamus's Adventures in Classical Latin.
Brought to you by Lots of Hair. Mozart had it, so did Beethoven, and so did the guys from ZZ Top.
Hello there, Seamus here. Today's song in classical Latin is brought to you by Lots of Hair. And today, we're going to sing the Ave Verum, or Ave Verum, by Mozart, who had more hair than me, O'Malley, and McShay put together. Here we go.
Ave, Ave, Verum corpus, natum de Maria Virgine. Vere passum immolatum in cruce promine, cuius latus perforatum fluxit aqua et sanguine. Esto nobis praegustatum in mortis examine. In mortis examine.
Hey, they forgot something here. O Jesu Ducis, O Jesu Pie, O Jesu Fili Mariae.
Don't do this at church.
I pooted.
I snark. Still.
Lardy news and fun. That's us.
On our next show, Ascension and Pentecost music, and much more. You know what's nice about poor air quality days in Rhode Island? Public transit is free. Seamus, take a hint. Don't drive. We'll be back.
Ay, 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 ay.
Crystal spins, it whitewashed. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
Christus Vintage Whitewash.
Friends, don't forget to join us at Fans of the iSnark on Facebook. We'll leave a link in the show notes for you, as well as on our sidebar at our site at iSnarkMedia.blogspot.com. I want to thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next episode. Plenty more liturgy, music, and fun to go around. Hey, speaking of music, before I forget, which I almost did, I'm going to send you out with our first Friday recessional, To Jesus' Heart All Burning, before we get on everybody's nerves, that is. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. iSnark is brought to you in part by Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of iSnark Media, available in a Polish deli near you. And by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of iSnark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christus Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of iSnark Media. Guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark, copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.